Hachette Audio presents The Gods of Guilt, written by Michael Connelly, read by Peter Giles. Dedication for Charlie Hounshell. Part 1. Glory Days. Tuesday, November 13th. Chapter 1. I approached the witness stand with a warm and welcoming smile. This, of course, belied my true intent, which was to destroy the woman who sat there with her eyes fixed on me. Claire Welton had just identified my client as the man who had forced her out of her Mercedes E60 at gunpoint on Christmas Eve last year. She said he was the one who then shoved her to the ground before taking off with her car, her purse, and all the shopping bags she had loaded into the back seat at the mall. As she had just told the prosecutor who questioned her, he had also made off with her sense of security and self-confidence, even though for these more personal thefts, he had not been charged. Good morning, Mrs. Welton.
Good morning.
She said the words like they were synonyms for please don't hurt me. But everyone in the courtroom knew it was my job to hurt her today, and thereby hurt the state's case against my client, Leonard Watts. Welton was in her 60s and matronly. She didn't look fragile, but I had to hope she was. Welton was a Beverly Hills housewife and one of three victims who were roughed up and robbed in a pre-Christmas crime spree, resulting in the 9 charges against Watts. The police had labeled him the bumper car bandit, a strong-arm thief who followed targeted women from the malls, bumped into their cars at stop signs in residential neighborhoods.